Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Tuesday, 9 a.m. You know what time it is. It's Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you have questions or comments, definitely join the conversation. Text or call the show, 437-1620. Mike, how you doing this morning?
I am doing great. I am doing just great. I'll tell you, it is a glorious time of the year. The weather's been wonderful. Great time to sit outside, time to get on your bike and walk the neighborhood, play a little golf, ride whatever. It's just great. It's a great time in Pensacola to get out. It really is.
Yes.
Not too hot, not too cold, and really is a nice time of the year. What I thought we would do this morning, Jake, number one, we would love to have all the questions and texts and phone calls. We'd love to do that. But if as we go through the show, maybe talk, believe it or not, a little golf. Now, don't turn off your radio. We're not going to talk about how to play golf, because I can assure you, Mike Wiggins is the worst golfer. Nobody has ever wanted to play better, because I've played a lot of golf, but very, very few people play worse than me. Just, I don't know what it is. I just don't have the swing, but I sure like to get out. It's good always to get out and just kind of walk the course and enjoy a beautiful day. But this, of course, has been Masters Week in Augusta. And it was a terrific tournament. And if some of our listeners watched it, I hope you enjoyed the golf. But one thing I enjoy about the Masters is the horticulture around it all. It's just amazing. Every spot on that course is a beautiful, maintained green. It's just absolutely beautiful. So I thought all of us would love our yard to look like that. So I thought it might be fun to chat for a few minutes about what they do in Augusta to make that turf so gorgeous. First of all, they've got beautiful Bermuda grass in the fairways, but they cover it up. They cover it up with perennial ryegrass. And as you can tell, some people say they love the color of that perennial ryegrass because it matches the blazer that they give to the winner in the clubhouse. But they do have the Bermuda grass, and because of the time of the year, and we all know this in Pensacola, that Bermuda grass, which is probably the best in the world, is still not total out of dormancy. So it's not going to be the color it would be in the full summer. So they sow perennial ryegrass, which comes up, and then, of course, as the heat gets to it later in the summer, it'll go away, and they'll have the Bermuda will be there in all its glory. Interesting facts. I looked a little bit of this up. The perennial ryegrass they put out germinates very quickly. Believe it or not, the variety they use will germinate in 4 to 5 days. Now, you can probably chalk that up to probably a world-class irrigation system that they have, but still, that is a quick germination to have for your turf. It really is. So that's on the fairways. It's Bermuda grass overseeded with perennial ryegrass. Now, the perennial ryegrass means that it comes back year after year. But in the South here, it's not going to do that. It's not going to, the heat is going to burn it up, and you're going to have to do it. I've seen people put perennial ryegrass on their lawn in Pensacola, and it's gorgeous. But our summers do take care of it. I also got a few facts here, Jake. The one reason it looks so pretty there, they have 29 employees who are totally dedicated to the greens and the fairways. And take a guess, Jake, how many temporary workers do they have working on that turf during the tournament time?
During the Masters?
Yeah.
I'd say they'd probably add an extra 30 people.
350 temporary workers.
Now, I was 10% of the mark there.
If I had 10% of that, I'd have a lawn that looks like,
I'm telling
looks
you,
like Augusta.
Every blade.
Exactly. But it's really interesting because we all deal with lawn problems here in Pensacola, but they too deal with two of the major problems we have here. One is brown patch fungus that gets into the grass, and the other one is chinch bugs. So they handle that just like we do. And one other little fact I thought was interesting. In Augusta, with those greens, they put tarps over the greens if they're going to have heavy rain, if they're going to have a frost, for example. They even a double-layered blanket. Okay, last thing here. What is the kind of grass that they use on the greens themselves?
Well, that's super short. Thick.
Right. What do you think?
I don't know.
Okay. We don't grow it here.
Right.
It's bent grass.
Bent.
Bent grass. Exactly. Hmm. It's used all over the country and for golf courses. It's a very, very high maintenance grass. And even at that, the heat will get to it. But under those greens, they've got exhaustive irrigation system pipes and that type of thing to control the moisture on those greens. It's all very high tech. So you've got bent grass greens, Bermuda fairways overseeded with perennial ryegrass, and add all that together, and you've got one of the most gorgeous places in the South here in the spring. It really is beautiful. So you know what else I thought I'd do? Jake, I did this a couple of years ago, and it does have a little bit to do, well, it has a lot to do with the Masters golf tournament. Each hole at the Masters, the name of each hole, 1 through 18, is the name of a plant or a tree or a shrub. And so I thought maybe we would very quickly, and when we come back from our break, if we have time, kind of go through what those are, see which ones would grow in Pensacola, which ones would not, and maybe somebody who's listening might want to say, hey, I've got that in my yard. And it looks great here. So I think that might be fun to do. And we'll do the first hole before we take our break. The first hole is called Tea Olive. Tea Olive grows very well here. The total name is Osmanzas Fragrans. And it's got a beautiful smell to it. They're all over the place. I know there's some of these out at Pensacola State College. And Tea Olive is a great ornamental shrub. Probably don't use it too much in landscaping here, but it is here in Pensacola and will grow well in our zone, which is we're around zone 8. And so it's good for that. It grows in zone 6 through 11, so we're kind of right in the middle. So Tea Olive is at hole number 1. The second one is an easy one to talk about, Pink Dogwood. Don't try it. Because of course, just don't do it.
Right.
They're not going to do well. But if you really want a dogwood other than white, we'll get to that in a minute, plant a Welch's Junior Miss. Welch's Junior Miss is kind of this is not the correct way to put it, a red dogwood, kind of got a reddish hue to the bloom, and as opposed to being the pure pink one. The pink one just doesn't do in our heat. But the white one does pretty well and is making a comeback.
Very
so
nice.
As we progress during the show, Jake, I thought we'd kind of talk about these as we get to hole number 18 and head to the clubhouse for refreshments.
A listener commented, tell Mike that, yeah, we could shoot better golf, too, if we played on something that looks like that. No, there's no such thing as a bad lie when you're playing on carpet.
You know, and that is the absolute truth. That is
really
a great
is,
observation.
Man. Oh, man.
Because, you know, you see these guys, the guys on television say, oh, he's over in the rough. Well, I wish my yard looked like the rough.
Yeah, I know. Some golf courses
true.
I've played in my life, it's like playing in a cow pasture. I mean, it's
no
horrible.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, if you have any questions or comments for the show, let us know. 437-1620. Our show is the Garden Line here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Your host is Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker here taking your calls and texts. So let us know. We'll be right back after this message from Barnes Feed Store.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, it's been a little slow this morning. I think the weather's really good and everybody's out there enjoying it. You're listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Your host, Mike Wiggins, is in the studio. If you have questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. Call or text and join the conversation. If you have some problems in the yard, just let us know. Mike can help out. And we're talking about Augusta National, the Masters week last week. It's just amazing. You said over 350 extra temporary employees come in.
Simply working on the grass.
Wow. That is just amazing.
You divide 350 by 18. That's a lot of people per hole.
A lot of people per hole, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. Oh, let's go through our holes real quick.
All right.
Number three is a flowering peach. I don't know if I've seen a flowering peach here in Pensacola. If some of our listeners have, it's good in zone 6 and 7 and I think 8 where we kind of are is on the limit. So, but it comes in pink, white, and red. Should be a very pretty tree. Number 4 is a flowering crab apple.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the literature will tell you that a flowering crab apple can be coaxed to grow in Zone 8, which
it's
is
impressionable.
Us. Yeah, exactly. So that would be kind of fun, too. But as we get to hole 5, we get to most of the plants that we are more familiar with. Number 5, the hole is Magnolia. Magnolia. And, of course, they use the Magnolia grandiflora, which is the standard magnolia tree we have in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. But also, if we're going to grow a magnolia tree, and I don't know if they have it in Augusta or not, but the Little Jim magnolia is kind of a hybrid magnolia that has more of an upright growth to it versus spreading out a lot. It's great for certain locations where you simply couldn't put a traditional magnolia just because of the growth habit. But so number 5 is magnolia. Number 6 is juniper. Now, we use junipers in Pensacola all the time. The one they're talking about on hole number 6 is a red cedar, which is a type of juniper. And it'll grow to the sky. It'll grow 50, 60 feet. Mm. So it's probably used, and of course I don't know this because I've never played in the Masters.
Right.
But I bet they use it for screening of some sort,
right.
I would really think. Hole number 7, one of our favorites here, pampas grass. Pampas grass has been used for years. Of course, the beautiful white plumes coming up in the fall. But a lot of people have gone now into muley grass, which has the purple plumes and, of course, grows much shorter than pampas grass. But hole number 7 is pampas grass. Number 8 is yellow jasmine. Okay, now we've talked on this show a lot about Asiatic jasmine, Confederate jasmine.
Confederate, yeah.
Exactly. But this is yellow jasmine. Another name for it, which I use most of the time, is Carolina jasmine, which in the spring will have the beautiful yellow blossoms. It's a vining jasmine, kind of like Confederate jasmine, but it has those yellow flowers in the spring. It's a great plant for Pensacola. It really is. Okay, now here was one that confused me way back in the years when I was looking into this. Hole number 9 is the Carolina cherry. Okay, I didn't know what that was. I thought it may have been an ornamental cherry tree, but what it is, if you get kind of deeper, it's a cherry laurel, which is a plant all over Pensacola, which really has great characteristics. It's a medium-growing tree, green, shiny leaves, doesn't lose its leaves in the winter, but it's got those nasty little black berries that fall, and the birds eat them. It's just, it's kind of a messy tree, really. A lot of people want to get rid of them. But number 9 is Carolina cherry, which we would call a cherry laurel. Number 10, one of our old friends, is camellia.
Mm-hmm.
Camellia.
Nice.
Okay. And I did one, just a little bit off topic, but I thought it was really interesting. I got Catherine, who one of our great listeners ever, sent me a brochure on the camellia garden out at UWF. And one thing I really find interesting, that the Camellia Club is trying to find varieties that have been propagated in Pensacola. They have identified 125 new varieties have been registered from the Pensacola area since the 40s. It goes way back to the 40s. They have located 105 of those camellias, and have 20 of them are lost varieties. However, you can pick this up if you ever go to a Camellia Club meeting. There's a great brochure about the Camellia Garden at UWF, and there's a whole section here on camellias named below that are still to be found, like Augusta Moon, B.C. Goodman. I remember Mr. Goodman. Bowman Red, Chief Slack, Dahlman Pink, Edwin Northup, famous name there. So anyway, it's so interesting. They've got the camellias that they can't find. And they're always asking people to help them locate those so they can put some of those at the camellia garden.
Right.
But they have found 105 varieties. That's cool. Don't forget, that's a great place to go, especially in the fall when they're blooming. Anyway, back to the Masters. We're on number 10, which is camellia. Number 11, white dogwood. What else is to be said other than they went through a real tough patch, they did, where they weren't doing very well. They were diseased. This is back in the day. But nowadays, I think they're making a comeback. The ones in my neighborhood looked really, really good. Number 12. May not be familiar with this one, Jake. Golden Bell. Golden Bell. There's a name for it that I think people will remember or know about. Forsythia. Forsythia is a beautiful, vibrant, red, canary yellow bloom that does okay here. It'll grow here. It's not the best with all our heat. But let me tell you what. You go to Atlanta during the blooming time of Forsythia, and it stops traffic. It's just a beautiful, beautiful plant. Okay, number 13, azalea. What else?
Right.
It's got to be. And they always the urban legend was that the masters, if the azaleas weren't blooming, they'd dig them up, bring them in, plant them, and then you had these blooming azaleas. Mm-hmm. I tend to think the time of year that they're going to be blooming well. The ones I noted on television watching the golf tournament was Formosa, which is my favorite anyway. Right. It's a magenta, dark magenta color that is really, to me, it kind of signifies azaleas in Pensacola. Right. But they had a ton of them in Augusta. Absolutely gorgeous. Number 14 is a Chinese fir, which is, once again, very tall, grows 75 feet at its height, and will do well in our area. It likes acid soil, which is what we have here.
Right. Let's get to a quick commercial break so we don't run out of time on this end of the show. If you have questions or comments, let us know. I've got a couple texts I'm going to get to here after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Man, this time really goes by fast.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Cap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Too easily I fall in love too fast.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. We're up against our Fox News break here. This time goes by really, really quick, but we've got some texts coming in. Get your questions in, 437-1620. And the name of hole number one, somebody wanted to know again.
T-Olive. T-E-A Olive.
T-Olive.
T-Olive. Osmanthus Fragrance.
Awesome. We're going to learn more about the holes at Augusta coming up after this. Don't go anywhere.
News. I'm Chris Foster.
On day two of jury selection for his criminal trial in New York, former President Trump is back in court where he'll be spending a lot of time over the next few weeks, saying on the way in,
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together.
And President Biden's campaigning in Pennsylvania for the next 3 days, starting with a speech today in his hometown Scranton about taxes and the economy.
The president travels to the Pittsburgh area tomorrow and to speak at a campaign event in Philadelphia on Thursday in an aggressive push for support in PA, a key battleground state where former President Donald Trump held two campaign stops over the weekend.
Fox's Jeff Manasso polls show a very close race for Pennsylvania. 19 electoral votes. Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed, almost flat. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 72 degrees and mostly cloudy in Pensacola. A Pensacola man now facing charges after allegedly shooting into a vehicle after some kind of a road rage incident.
A disagreement over who's following who too closely or something like that. And then one car pulls into a, I think it's Rocky's Food Mart parking lot. They exchange words, and then the victim, the owner of obviously the victim car, goes inside the mart, and then this guy pulls out a gun and he shoots the window out of the car, and then he drives off.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons tells us that investigators quickly identified 22-year-old Thomas Weissner as a suspect in that case. They posted a photo of the man on their Facebook page. He's now charged with felony criminal mischief, discharging a firearm in public, and possession of a firearm while committing a felony. He was booked and released from the Escambia County Jail on $150,000 bond yesterday. And spring break is over now. Law enforcement officials say it was a safe and successful season this year. In Okaloosa County, officials say arrests were up.
And we had 670 arrests this year, which is up actually over 200 from last year, which is a significant jump in 1 year. Every year we have several hundred arrests for underage possession.
Sheriff Eric Aiden there, and he says they sent out notices and warnings to folks that were traveling to the area and also increased patrols for the season. In Escambia County, Sheriff Chip Simmons says arrests were down. They placed their new surveillance van at the beach and also increased patrols. It is 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures warming up nicely near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Mostly cloudy again on Thursday with a high near 78 and a low Thursday night near 66. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 72 in Pensacola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Your next news at 10 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee will vote this week on whether to organize with the United Auto Workers Union. A victory would give the UAW its first major automaker win outside the big three in Detroit, which include General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis. A loss would mark the union's latest failure following decades of unsuccessful drives outside of the big three. An Illinois woman has filed a class action lawsuit against Target, accusing the retail giant of collecting and storing her biometric data, including face and fingerprint scans, without her consent, which violates state law. Fox 32 Chicago reports Arnetta Dean, who filed the lawsuit, is also pursuing statutory damages from the company's alleged collection, storage, and use of the customer's biometric data. Similar lawsuits have been filed against Google, Snapchat, and TikTok. Stocks are slightly higher. That's your money now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
April the 17th, 1859, at the Redoubt, the fourth defensive placement for the U.S. Army protecting the Pensacola Navy Yard. This is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Today, Lieutenant John Newton, who was successor to Colonel William Chase in the 30-year construction project, announced that the Redoubt now is complete and has been armed. This placement, about 1,500 yards from Fort Barrancas, is the protection arm to meet possible invasion out of Bayou Grande. It is trapezoidal in shape, measuring 330 by 300 feet, and made largely of brick and based with earth, logs, and some metal. It is surrounded by a dry ditch and has a covered way. Designed for the Coast Artillery by Colonel Joseph Totten, this position now is equipped with a total of 32 guns, 8 of which are positioned so that they can be rotated depending on a possible infantry advance. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. Get your... Yep.
That sounds like Dave Brubeck.
It is Dave Brubeck. Yes, good ear, sir. Yeah, that is from the Take 5 record.
I think I have that album.
Time Out, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Take Dave 5. Brubeck Quartet. Great, right. Yeah.
Oh, they were fabulous.
Smooth.
Are fabulous.
Yes. If you have questions or comments today, let us know. 437-1620. We had a text right before the Fox News break there at the bottom of the hour. They wanted to know, they were saying their neighbor was raving about someone's Mondo grass last week. Can you talk about Mondo grass and the, I guess, the benefits of having Mondo grass?
Oh, no question. Mondo grass kind of goes in the overall category of monkey grass, if you will. And I guess off the top of my head, there are probably 4 good varieties of monkey grass that are used. The traditional liriope, which is monkey grass. The evergreen giant liriope, which grows a little taller. The Aztec grass, which is a liriope that is variegated. And then there's Mondo grass, which is a dwarf monkey grass, if you will. And it's very, very hardy in a relatively small area. It doesn't have to be that small. It would be a good ground cover. Plant them, maybe 10, maybe 8 inches on center. And they're great. They, they put up with the cold, put up with the heat. Got to get a little water on them, of course. Mm-hmm. But Mondo grass is really a basic here in Pensacola. A lot of people use it. Some people use it to kind of line their flower beds as a border on your flower bed, if you will. But Mondo grass is good. I really like, if you have a larger area you want a ground cover, to use that evergreen giant liriope. It grows tall, very, very good looking, and you can put it maybe 10 inches apart, and eventually, over the years, it'll cover. But in the meantime, you just mulch between it with pine straw or pine bark, kind of keep the weeds out of it,
right.
And it makes a great ground cover. So I'm a big fan of Mondo grass.
All right. Yeah. Okay, if you have questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620. Getting back to the holes at Augusta, this is fascinating. I never knew that they had names. I just thought they were just, T-box number 1, T-box number 2. I didn't know they each have a specific name. So where did we leave off?
Oh, I think we were all the way in the hole. We'd made the turn. We've been through Amen Corner.
Right. Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I think Amen Corner, somebody who's listening, correct me. I think Amen Corner is hole 11, 12, and 13. 12 is it's a par 3, one of the hardest holes on the course.
Wow.
And I asked a good friend of mine who's a really good golfer, I said, why do they call it Amen Corner? And I think he said, just very simply, somebody said, this is a tough part of the course. And all his partners said, amen.
Amen, brother.
So that may not be the whole story, but yeah. it sounds good.
Maybe it just means you're saying your prayers when you get to that point. Yeah.
Oh, you bet. Okay, hole number 15. You may not, the name may not resonate with a lot of Pensacolians. It's Firethorn.
Firethorn.
So you look up Firethorn, and Firethorn is Pyracantha. we're all familiar with pyracantha, which is a vine that you can let, say, grow up the side of your brick fireplace outside. And that's where I think we talked about this, a couple of weeks ago, about using lead-headed nails. You put the nail into the concrete between the bricks and then fold the lead head over the vine to let it go up. And then as it grows a little bit more, you do some more lead-headed nails until it can, you know, gets as high as you want it. And then you can kind of prune it. But it has beautiful orange berries in the fall. It's a great plant for Pensacola. I don't know how they grow it, because some people will just, I would imagine, just let it grow as a bush versus training it to go up a wall. I would imagine that's how they use it at Augusta. Mm. When we score some tickets, Jake, we're going to find all that out. Number 16 is Redbud, one of our favorite understory trees, which is in many cases a harbinger of spring. It blooms very, very early. You put it underneath pine trees or big oak trees, and it's a great tree for us. They're all over Pensacola. Redbud. Number 7, Nandina. Nandina is also a great plant that comes in the traditional size, which will grow up. Oh, my goodness. My neighbor's got one right across the fence from me. It's up about 8 feet. But you can also get a dwarf Nandina that will grow as a low mounding plant. It has kind of reddish leaves to it, and they really, really look pretty in the cooler weather. They really do. Jake, this is not a fair question for you, but there's a kind of a nickname for Nandina. Well, it's not a nickname. It's another name for it. Heavenly Bamboo.
Heavenly Bamboo.
That's kind of a smooth name, isn't it? Heavenly Bamboo.
I just picture a panda bear with a halo on.
Right. Okay, we're going to hole number 18. Jake, if you par this hole, you're going to par the whole course, so you've got to get a 4 on this hole.
Okay.
This is holly.
Holly.
Which obviously is one that we all have here. Mm-hmm. Everything from dwarf holly, from the Ilex vomitoria, the dwarf yaupon hollies, which is one of my favorite landscape plants. They'll grow 3 to 4 feet, sometimes higher than that if you let them go. Mm-hmm. But they put up with the heat, they put up with the cold, they just have no problems whatsoever. It's a great plant, especially to put in the foreground of a flower bed. But I would imagine at Augusta, they've got some of your taller growing hollies, like your American holly or your Foster holly, Nellie R. Stevens holly. Some of those that have different leaves, some are slick leaves, some have different points on them. But a holly, that's probably what they have at Augusta. But that's hole number 18, and so that's just about it. One last thing, and I'll be quiet about this. Whenever the players at Augusta get off the fairway, they land in the rough, which we talked about looks 1,000 times better than my yard.
Right.
But then they really get into the rough, and they have most of the rough areas around the pine trees and the azaleas mulched with pine straw. I'll never forget one of the best shots ever at the Masters was Bubba Watson hitting out of the pine straw. And I don't remember what hole that was. Right. It was kind of at the end, but it kind of cinched his win at the Masters.
Yeah.
And so that's my Masters golf story for the day, Jake.
All right. That's fascinating. Like I said, I did not know that they had each particular names, and that's really cool.
Absolutely.
If we do have a text that just came in. Do you have any effective ways to combat gnats in our area?
Gnats. I don't.
The little don't see 'ems and whatnot. Okay.
I don't. I would think that if you, for example, put some granular insecticide on your yard, or liquid for that matter, liquid might be better, that you might have some control, but I don't really have never addressed trying to kill gnats. I can understand the question, because they are certainly a nuisance, but I would try, maybe experiment with a spectracide product, kind of a generic insect control, something like you would use for chinch bugs or sod webworms, that type of thing, and spray it on the turf. But also, probably spraying in the shrubbery would be good too. So find a product that you can use on your shrubbery and see what happens. See if that doesn't help you out.
All right. Get your comments and questions in 437-1620. We're coming up on the, this time goes by so quickly, we're coming up on our last commercial break here. So definitely get your questions and comments in before it is too late. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to be right back after this message from Blue Sky Landscaping.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is back, so grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's the hottest classic rock and roll horn band in Pensacola, the Baybridge Band. 25 or 6 to roll. So grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 at the Coastside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you have questions or comments, please let us know. 437-1620, you can call or text the show, and we will get your questions answered right here on the air. So, Mr. Wiggins.
Yes, sir.
We were going to finish up something from the last week's
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Last week, we kind of started off, we ran out of time. As we do a lot here
right.
on the Garden Line. We were going to say so many people are maybe looking at their yard and saying, I'm just going to start all over. Or they have certain spots where they want to put in some new sod. Mm-hmm. A lot of reasons. But the big decision always is, what do I do? Mm. What type of grass should I put in here? So last week we started out, and we were going to talk about St. Augustine, Zoysia, Centipede, and Bermuda. Well, we got to St. Augustine. That's as far as we got. And what we said last week was that there are different kinds, many different kinds of St. Augustine, but we concentrated on those that are available in Pensacola. I talked to the folks at Werner Turf, which is one of the largest suppliers to the community in as far as turf is concerned, sod, if you will. And in the St. Augustine area, they recommended Classic. Now, Classic St. Augustine is a combination of Raleigh St. Augustine and Bitter Blue. Raleigh was developed up in the Carolinas to help give St. Augustine a little more coal tolerance. And Bitter Blue is the St. Augustine that we all grew up with here in Pensacola. That was really about all that was available. It has a beautiful color to it. And, of course, they're not immune to insects and that type of thing. But if you're going to put in St. Augustine, you might want to look into Classic. St. Augustine, Classic. Hmm. Okay. Now, insofar as Zoysia is concerned, which, boy, we've talked about this a lot on the show, is that St. Augustine is a great grass. It's a wonderful grass, but it has so many problems. The Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus, which, as we noted, even in Augusta, they had to fight that.
Really?
But it's the Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus, chinch bugs, and sod webworms. Those three problems, in many cases, have really damaged Pensacola, St. Augustine lawns. So what do? Well, you pick another grass. And probably the other grass that's become one of the favorites in our area is Zoysia. And there are many different varieties. I'm just going to hit them real quick. There's Empire Zoysia, which is a good one because they really say a standard mower, rotary mower, would be good versus a real mower that you might use on Bermuda grass.
Right.
Okay, so you've got that one. You've got a Meyer Zoysia. Meyer Zoysia is one that some of the experts say is the Cadillac of lawn grasses.
I like that.
It adapts to many pHs, be it acid or otherwise, and it grows best in zones 6 through 11, which has got us right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So that's good. So that's Meyer Zoysia. Palisades Zoysia has a light green tone to it, and it's very dense. If it's dense, that's going to help control the weeds. So that's Palisades. Then you've got Zeon, Zorro Zoysia.
Zorro?
Never heard of it. Don't know anything about that one. Then you have Emerald Zoysia. Is one of the most popular varieties of Zoysia grass. Deep green color and very resistant to drought and to traffic. And we've talked about that traffic problem before you. So those are the Zoysia grasses. But the big question is, what can you buy in Pensacola? And keep in mind, I'm only kind of referring to what the folks at Werner told me. We've got a lot of other suppliers that you could check with. So they, at Werner, they have Palisades, which they also say is very drought resistant, and Emerald, which has that fine texture. And it does very well with our acid soil. As a matter of fact, some of the experts are saying that they used to say the soil pH should be around 6, but they've kind of lowered that to 5.8, a little bit more into what our soil is. So that's the two types of Zoysia that you can deal with. But here's something very interesting. Okay, we talked about St. Augustine, talked about Zoysia, which Zoysia is probably the favorite at this point in time in Pensacola. Then there's Centipede. Centipede is generally a native grass, less expensive, if you will, but it does well here. It's kind of a light and green grass. But talking to some of the people who sell it, they said that the Centipede grass, which grows over in Baldwin County, where they grow a lot of sod, matter of fact, some of the St. Augustine is grown over there, that some of the growers use weed killer, like we've talked about on the show, before it came out of dormancy and damaged some of the Centipede over in that part of Alabama. And with that, that would mean that Centipede may be a little harder to find. I'd be interested if anybody's listening that's bought Centipede, if they had any trouble with that particular problem. I've never heard of the growers doing that.
Right.
So there may be a lot more to that story.
Right.
That's what I heard. Yeah. The last grass is Bermuda grass. Tif Tuff, T-I-F-T-U-F is good. A lot of the golf courses around here have Bermuda. I have a couple of good friends that have Bermuda lawns that do very, very well. You mow it very low. You really need to mow it with a real mower versus a rotary mower.
Right.
It just cuts it better. Mm-hmm. I don't think many people would recommend, unless you are totally dedicated, that's all you have to do in your life, Jake,
right,
is worry about your Bermuda lawn.
Yeah.
Whether you should go that direction.
Right.
Yeah. If somebody asked me, they say, Mike, you know, okay, Mike, declare here, which grass would you plant right now in your yard? I'd probably do zoysia. Mm. However, zoysia takes sun. St. Augustine has always been sold as a grass that'll take the shade. I never have totally bought into that. If you've got a big oak tree in your yard and you're going to just put sod right up next to it, I think you're going to have some trouble. I really do.
So, all right, we're going to get to our last commercial break. Get your questions and comments in our last little segment here. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins, on the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back after this message from Pensacola Hardware.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
At any event, gathering, or party, what's the one thing people talk about when it's over? The food. That's why, for over 25 years, locals have chosen Culinary Production as their caterer of choice. Chef Mike DeSorbo and his culinary team have been given rave reviews from very satisfied customers. And now, Culinary Production offers a venue space for your next event. A venue space for 250-plus people with catering, bar service, and more, all in downtown Pensacola. Get all the information you need at culinaryproductions.net.
Jake, to finish up today, yes. I've got 10 things that you should consider when you go buy sod.
All right.
Ready for this?
Go for it.
Shade tolerance, water requirements, drought tolerance, traffic tolerance, cold tolerance, salinity, especially if you live on the water, mowing frequency, mowing height, leaf texture. So make up that list, and when you go buy sod, take that list and talk to your nurseryman and say, okay, I'm not sure what grass to buy. Mike's talked about St. Augustine, zoysia, Bermuda, and all of that, and centipede. Here's some things to consider.
Okay.
And so if you consider those 10 things, you might be able to narrow down exactly what you'd like to buy.
Go back and check out our podcast at newsradio923.com. It's the Garden Line. Thank you so much.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.